今天我们看到的第二章是讲到 BB 饮奶。And in the second chapter of Peter, we're talking about babies drinking milk. 因为这些是适合的营养 It's proper nourishment for the baby. 是可能吃快餐呢是不够营养 You know, eating fast food, junk food, there's no nourishment in it. 吃零食呢是没维他命。And if you're just eating snacks all the time, there's no vitamins. 但神要我们吃有营养的食物。But God wants us to eat food that nourishes. 所以今天我们的主题是圣经是我们的灵食。And so the title of my message this morning is The Word is our spiritual food. 我们看彼得前书第二章第一节至到第三节。So we'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切诽谤的话 Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, 就要爱慕那纯正的灵奶，像随生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. 你们若尝过主恩的滋味就必如此。If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣我们多谢你今天我们可以看到这个经文靠你透过这个话语里面教导我们让我们是真的是享受吸收你的灵奶让我们的生命是因为你的教导呢是渐长可以是长大成人所以我们将这个时间交上我们靠主使用孩子很清楚分析你的话语多谢主听我们祷告奉圣名求在这里我们看得到呢就是真正的灵食就是神给我们祂的话语And so here we're seeing that the proper food that God gives us is from the Word of God. 不是打坐，不是天道教的假道理。It's not for meditation and through the heavenly cult teaching. It's from the Word of God. 两个礼拜前呢，我们解释了第一章尾呢，就讲我们听神的道是永恒的道。Two weeks ago, as we were studying in the last part of chapter 1, we explained that the Word of God is the eternal Word. It's the eternal Word. 神的道是有能力帮助我们 And the Word of God has power to help us and strengthen us. 神的道呢就不会过时不会变坏 And the Word of God never gets outdated and never gets corrupted. 神的道呢就经得起考验挑战 And the Word of God can endure and withstand trials and tests and any tests that you want to give to it. 今天我们看第二章就是神的道就是我们属灵的灵食 And here in chapter 2 we see that the Word of God is our spiritual food 是我们的营养 It's the nourishment for us.我们基督徒需要神的话语才能长大 And as Christians we need the word of God so that we can grow 神的道就是我们的灵食 And this Bible is your spiritual food 健康的生命需要足够的营养 A healthy life needs proper nourishment 我不知道你读书的时候有没有学过食物金字塔Did you learn about the food triangle when you were in school?我们这个要均衡的食物 And we need to have a balanced diet right? 下低那个金字塔就是什么、是个淀粉质是不是 The bottom of the triangle is you know, starch or things like that 跟着有肉类、蔬菜、水果、最顶那些是什么 And so you know, there's meat, there's vegetables, there's fruits And what's at the very top of the triangle?甜品啊，糖果咯，系咪？咁如果我哋食咧，如果我哋全部食甜品、糖果咧，我哋嘅饮食习惯啱唔啱 ？And if we're only eating at the top of this, and you're just eating sweets and all that, is that a good diet? 如果我哋食太多甜品咧，我哋可能有糖尿病。 If we eat too many sweets, maybe we'll get diabetes.
如果我们吃太肥腻的，可能会胆固醇高。
And if we're eating too much oils and fatty foods, maybe we'll get cholesterol.
如果我们缺少蔬菜呢，会点啊？会不会贫血啊？
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I ask you guys. If we don't eat much vegetables, will we go anemic? Or will be lacking?
Well, 太多某啲嘅食物会系唔好，太少某啲嘅食物唔好。
And so if you eat too much of some foods or too little of other foods, it's not good for you.
有好多人觉得，啊，食斋就好，食斋系健康，你同唔同意？
So many people think that it's good just to be a vegetarian and only eat vegetables. What do you think about that?
有啲心理专家，我唔知系咪要问下黄医生系唔系，即系有我听过啲心理专家讲咧，即系而家又食每个星期食少量嘅牛肉。
对个脑部嘅情绪系好嘅，因为有个牛肉有个唔知咩enzyme，有咩元素系帮到我哋嘅情绪去平均稳定。I've heard it said, Stanley would be more of an expert, that they're saying that if you take once a week a small amount of beef, it helps stimulate an enzyme or something in your brain that controls your emotions to keep them on a more balance so that you're not going through, in some studies, you know, they get all this stuff.
So, 我们要均衡食物,不要乱来的。初生的婴孩呢,就需要喝奶,这个是均衡的食物。
And a new baby needs to drink milk, that's his balanced diet.
我们身为基督徒,我们需要吃什么?
And as Christians, what do we need to eat?
第一章话我们听是神生我们的，我们加入神的家庭，做神的儿女。
And then the first chapter says that we're born of God and that we're children of God, we're brought into His family, so we're new babies in Christ.
我们做一个初生的BB在主里面，我们属灵生命需要均衡的食物。
And as a new baby in Christ, our spiritual life, we need spiritual food.
我们属灵的食物就是这本圣经。
Our spiritual food is this Bible that we hold here.
我们不可以缺乏我们的属灵的食物。
We cannot go without spiritual food.
一个初生的BB不喝奶就不行的。你做基督徒，你不看圣经不行的。
And as a new baby cannot live without drinking milk, you as a Christian, you cannot live without reading the Bible.
我们需要天天去看圣经。
We need to read the Bible daily.
当魔鬼来试探耶稣的时候，耶稣禁食40天，好肚饿。
When Jesus was fasting for 40 days and Satan came to tempt him when Jesus was hungry,
魔鬼叫耶稣说，指着这些石头，你将这些石头变成面包。
And Satan said to Jesus, turn these rocks, these stones into bread.
耶稣回答魔鬼说，
And Jesus replied and said,
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以我们知道我们需要均衡食物，也都我们灵里面，我们灵性需要神的话语。
And so our physical body needs balanced nutrition, but our spiritual being needs the teaching and the Word of God to grow.
在第一章里面讲明我们是神的儿女，我想你看一下第25节。第一章25节，
I want you to look at verse 25 from chapter 1, where it's telling us that we're children of God. But in verse 25,
唯有主的道是永存的。 所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which was by the gospel was preached to you.
所以我们要接受这个永活的道是不会变的道，这个道是对你有好处的，是有能力。
And so we need to receive this word that's preached to you, this word that is powerful.
但如果我们不阅读，如果我们不看圣经，如果我们不吸收圣经，这个好的道理对我们有没有用？
If we don't receive it, if we don't read it, if we don't study it, is this word any good for us?
好似一个 B B 应该饮奶，但系佢唔中意饮奶，你摆个奶嘴喺个口里边，佢唔饮啊！个奶系对佢好，但系佢唔饮，对佢有冇益处 ？So milk is good for the baby, but if you try and feed the baby and he keeps turning away, he doesn't want it. The good milk is not going to help him. 有啲人觉得呢本书好有用嘅。Some people think the Bible is great and really awesome. 佢摆个床头 picture 当个枕头。Fun. Some people think, you know, the Bible is just put it on my bed, you know, put it by my pillow and it'll keep Satan away. 跟住每次有一啲嘅魔鬼嚟试探，佢攞出嚟，挡住你。And then when, you know, they feel Satan coming and attacking, they take it out from behind their pillow and they say, get behind me, Satan! Yeah. 圣经唔系咁用嘅，挡挡啊 ，just use it as a shield, you know, 系冇用嘅。圣经是要放在心里面，是要阅读才有用。 No, the Bible, we need to put it in our heart. We need to study it. That's when it's powerful. 有些人不喜欢阅读圣经，好像 BB 不喜欢饮奶一样，但我们需要阅读。 Some people don't like to study the Bible, like we don't likeLike some babies don't like to drink milk, but we have to sometimes force feed them. 有啲 BB 要强制佢食啊，佢先会饮。Some babies, you know, you have to force feed them. 有啲基督徒都系监佢睇圣经，好可惜。There are some Christians that you have to force them to read the Bible. What a shame! 啊，彼得咧就喺第二章第一节，你睇下佢讲啲乜嘢。Look what Peter said in 2nd chapter verse 1.他说要除去一切恶毒诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切诽谤的话。 Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. 这些是什么来的？这些叫垃圾。 What is this? This is garbage. 我们恶毒 you know, having malice, hypocrisy,这些的假善诡诈是心里面，这些是心里面的垃圾。 That's like garbage filling your heart. 我想到好像一个杯，有个杯呢，将它装满一些石仔。 It's like having a cup filled with a lot of different stones. 你将个杯呢满晒一些石头呢，跟着你倒一些水下去，得不得？If you have a cup that's filled with stones, and then you try to pour water in it, can you get any water in the cup? 啲水入唔到系咪？点解入唔到 ？The water won't go in the cup, right? Why won't it go in? 因为啲石头喺度阻住晒。Because the stones are in there, just hindering, so you cannot fill the cup. 你请第一章，请你睇第一章廿二节。Look at chapter 1, verse 22. 你们既因顺从真理，洁净了你自己的心，以致爱弟兄，并没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。Now, I didn't copy this verse down, but I think it says that since you have obeying the word of truth, it cleanses your heart. And so...the love of the brethren, with you should love each other, right? So,
我们既顺从真理，真理就是神的话语。
And so we should obey and follow the word of God. This is the word of God, the truth.
圣经当我们顺从它的时候，洗干净我们的心。
And as you study and read the word of God, it cleanses your heart.
洗干净你的心。将嗰啲石头攞走
，It takes away all of those little stones.
我哋越睇圣经，唔系净系单单睇嘅，系要顺从。
It's not just reading the word; it's obeying the word.
因为佢呢个话顺从真理就系洁净了自己嘅心。
Because it says here, as you obey the word of truth, then it cleanses your heart.
即系好多时我唔知你有冇经历过咧，睇下圣经，睇下，跟住咦，讲紧我喎。讲中我的问题。
Have you ever experienced this? You're reading the Bible and you're reading and you say, hey, this is talking about me. That's getting kind of, you know, kind of personal here.
跟住因為講緊你嘅問題，你就冚住，唔睇。
And then because it's starting to get to your heart, you close it and you don't want to read it anymore.
因為我哋唔中意佢刉我哋，係咪？
Because we don't like the word of God speaking and pricking our heart.
呢個就係唔啱喎。
That's not the way to read the word.
我哋應該係聽到佢係講中我哋嘅需要，我哋應該係即刻認罪悔改，靠主改變我哋。
What we should do is when we read it and it pierces our heart, we should repent, we should ask God to forgive us, and then start to change and ask the Lord to change us.
呢個叫順從真理，
and that's what's called obeying the word of truth.
當我哋順從，我哋靠主改變我哋嘅時候，我哋就係潔淨個心。
And as we obey it and we ask God to change us, then it cleanses our heart.
於是我哋除去一切嘅惡毒，
and that takes away all the malice,
除去個詭詐，
and it takes away the hypocrisy,
除去一切嘅假善，
and it takes away the envy.
一個石頭一個石頭搬走嘅時候，神嘅靈奶可以入到去。
And as we take out each of these stones of sin that are harbored in our heart, then the word of God can go in.
嗱，你知道如果有啲細石仔嘅時候，你倒滿水嘅時候，可能啲水會令到佢浮到面頭咧，跟住去流走佢。
And if you just got some little pebbles or stones or sand in your cup, and you keep filling it with water, it will gradually wash it clean.
所以呢個聖經我哋天天睇嘅時候，係洗乾淨我哋嘅心，俾我哋可以更加似耶穌。
And so as we study the Word of God daily, and it cleans us out, and it cleanses us, we can become more like Jesus.
第二章第二節講得好好的。
In chapter 2 verse 2, 你要愛慕純淨的靈奶。It says you need to, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk.
這個愛慕這個字，你有什麼你愛慕？
What is it that you desire today?
愛慕，有些人就是愛慕打機。
Some people love playing video games, desire to play video games.
有啲愛慕睇電影，
some have desire to see movies.
有可能愛慕彈琴，
maybe you desire to play an instrument.
或者你愛慕食物，
maybe you desire is for food.
有啲人愛慕錢，
maybe your desire is for money.
但彼得叫我哋愛慕聖經。
Peter is telling us to desire the word of God,
是將神的話語放在我們的，即是我們最愛慕那個位置上高。
And to put the word of God to be the top of our desires, on the top of the list.
大衛是又是講是詩篇42篇，他是用另一個字來講。
And David, King David in Psalm 42 said, he used a different word to express the same thing.
我们会唱这首诗歌是诗篇42篇。
And so often we sing this song from Psalms 42.
诗篇42篇第一节第二节。
In Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2 it says,
神啊，我的心切慕你，与鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O Lord.
我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
大卫是用切慕，
David used the word, my heart pants.My soul pants for you.
是一个的 my soul thirsts for God. 或者我渴想神，其实是一样爱慕的意思。
And it's the same as it says desire, as Peter used the word desire.
是我一切我是想要得到神多过其他。
It's just indicating I want to get more of God than anything else.
一个鹿仔跑来跑去呢，他就好需要飲水。
And as a deer is running around in the field and he gets tired, he needs to drink water, right? So 他是需要去找水源去喝, and he needs to go and find a source for water so he can be replenished. 我们在这个世界上,我们跑来跑去,我们找水奔波,我们需要神的话语滋养我们的生命。 And as we're out here in the world, you know, we're running around doing our stuff, busy and everything, we need the Word of God to fill us, to help us to be nourished, refreshed.
如果BB的肚子餓哭呢, 你可以用什麼方法叫他不哭呢?
As a baby was crying, a good illustration, when a baby's hungry and he starts crying, what can you do to get the baby to stop crying?
我不想餵他。我想跟他玩。
I don't want to feed him, I want to play with him.
我跟他玩玩具行不行?
So playing games with him, will that keep him from crying?
不行。
叫他看电视行不行? Let's turn on the TV so they distract him so he forgets about his hunger. Will that work?
不行。
帮他换片行不行? How about change his diaper? Is that going to keep him from crying?
又不行。
不如呢, 摇下他啊, BB睡觉啊,不要哭啊,行不行? How about we just rock him and say, baby, go to bed, go to sleep. Is that going to work?
行不行?都不行。
怎么叫他不哭啊? How are we going to get him to stop crying?
喂他奶,其他也不行。
Just feed him, and that will keep him from crying. If he's hungry.
如果是肚饿的话,
if he's hungry. 你颈渴,你肚饿,是灵性肚饿,
没有其他东西可以满足到你,只有圣经可以满足到你。
If you have spiritual hunger, when your heart is thirsty and hungry, there's only one thing that can satisfy that thirst and fill you, and that's the Word of God.
我们是用很多时间是找一些不足为食物的想填满我们的心但是搞到是没用的。
We waste so much time trying to fill our hunger with other things, but it doesn't work, it doesn't satisfy.
只有神的话语, 我们需要天天阅读神的话语。
Only the Bible can satisfy, and we need to study the Bible daily.
所以耶稣说过,饥渴慕义的人有福了,因为他们必得饱足。
So Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
在教育圣经的时候,摩西带以色列人出埃及去到旷野,有个神迹发生。
When Moses took the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the wilderness, a miracle happened.
你知不知道发生什么神迹啊? 就是每一天黎明有一样东西叫玛拿出现在地上的,好像露水那样。
Every day for 40 years, a miracle happened that this manna appeared on the ground in the morning like dew.
这个以色列有差不多200万人口, 每一天要出去执这个玛拿,是给他那天的食物,即是三餐,早餐,午餐,晚餐,或者宵夜都有。
And every morning, the children of Israel, about 2 million people, would have to go out and collect the manna for that day for their food, for their breakfast, lunch, dinner, maybe their evening snack or whatever.
他每天都要去执的,
every day they had to go out and pick it up.
每天去执,有些人觉得初初觉得是懒惰,我不想天天执,所以我今天执双倍。
Some people got smart and they said, hey, I don't want to pick it up every day. I want to sleep in tomorrow. I'm going to get double the portion and keep it for the morning.
当他拿双倍,就明天再吃的时候,发现到什么事?
And those that got a double portion and tried to keep it for the next day, do you know what happened?
第二天那些玛拿有发臭,有虫在那里拉来拉去,是不吃得,很噁心的。
And the next day it was rotten and had worms and maggots in it and it was unedible.
神就告诉他, 你天天要去执的,
同埋你要喺太阳出现之前晒干佢，之前执啊！你等到硬啲、瞓硬啲，冇得攞喎。
And so God said you have to go out and get it every day, and you have to get it before the sun comes out and dries it up.
但有另一个神迹发生喎，神话安息日在犹太人嘅星期六啊，安息日系唔准做工，所以神容许咧就星期五就执双倍。
And so on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, the Jews are not allowed to work. So God gave them a command. He said, take a double portion on Friday and keep it to Saturday.
嗱，呢个好奇妙嘅，星期五执双倍，到星期六要食翻，又系干干净净，食得好嘅。
And so on Saturday, that they collected on the double portion on Friday was good on Saturday, and it was edible, and they could keep it.
这个神迹是连续40年来发生的。
And this miracle continued for 40 years.
200万人口40年是这样吃这些manna。
And for 40 years, 2 million people were eating this amazing manna.
神是用这个玛纳是教我们什么意思
And what does God want to teach us through the manna?
你要天天去吃你的灵食
Every day you need to take your spiritual nourishment
你天天不要偷懒你是需要去看圣经
Every day you don't be lazy you need to read the word of God
因为耶稣讲明在约翰福音第六章
Because Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 6
在32节他说耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们
Then Jesus said to them Most assuredly I say to you Moses did not give you the bread from heaven But my Father gives you the true bread from heaven
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界
For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven And gives life to the world
他们说主啊常将这粮赐给我们
Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always.
35节耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣就是天上的粮耶稣就是神的道耶稣是我们的生命的粮食
Jesus is the bread from heaven Jesus is the word of God Jesus is our nourishment
我们信耶稣我们得到饱足
And as you believe in Jesus Christ you receive fulfillment
你又需要天天是继续看神给我们的话语
And then you need to every day study the word of God and receive the nourishment that God gives to you
现在人家呢就不懂爱慕神的话语
Today people don't know how to love and cherish desire the word of God
我们太多东西阻止我们骚扰我们的
There are too many things that are competing for your attention
一起床的时候第一时间你做什么
What do you do as soon as you wake up in the morning
看看 Facebook 啊，有没有信息啊，有没有短信啊，看看谁在这里
You get out and look on Facebook and see, do I get a message today? What's going on? What's going on?
上个网啊，睇 YouTube 有咩短片啊，几搞笑啊！今日睇啲得意嘢
，and go on the internet and look at YouTube. Is there any interesting things going on there? You know,
我哋有好多嘢影响我哋，扯住我哋嘅视线。
Too many things now are competing for your attention and trying to steal your heart.
你需要天天第一时间将圣经放在里面。
You need every morning, the first thing in the morning, to put the word of God in your heart.
这个是你的灵食，这个是你的营养。
That is your spiritual food, that is your spiritual nourishment.
非有不可。And you cannot live without it.我们需要不单止阅读神的话语需要研究神的话语
Not only do we need to read the word of God We need to study the word of God
所以今天的报告里面，我们鼓励大家来星期四晚的查经班。
So this morning in our announcements we put in there, we encourage you to come to Thursday night Bible study.
因为查经班帮助你更加明白圣经。
Because the Bible study helps you to learn and to grow and understand the Word of God.
我们又设立了王医生好好和我们有这个圣人主学，是每日星期日朝早十点钟，就是帮我们了解圣经的重要的主题。
And so,Stanley Wong is very gracious in teaching this adult Sunday school class for us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and teaching the major Bible themes so that we can get a good understanding of what the Bible teaches.
我们就是翻崇拜呢，一个星期一日是不足够的。
You know, just coming to church on Sunday morning is not enough. One feeding a week is not going to make it.
如果我们就是一个星期吃一餐饭呢，我会很饿了。
If I only eat one meal a week, I'm going to get very hungry.
我们需要是天天是吃神给我们的粮食。
We need to daily study the Word of God and grow in Christ.
那我们看回第二章第二节下半节。
Look again at chapter 2 verse 2, the second part of verse 2.
叫你们因此渐长意志得够，
that you may grow thereby.
这个就是结果来的。现代人就需要讲的，我做这件事，投资时间做这件事，有什么直着，有什么着数，有什么得着，有什么好处。
As modern man, we always want to know, what is the benefit? Why should I invest my time and do that? What am I going to get out of it?
我告诉你，你看圣经有什么好处，有什么效果。
I'll tell you right now, what will you get out of studying the Word of God?
你会渐长。You will grow. 我们会在主里面是长大成人。
We will grow in Christ.
他说明是渐长。
It says in Chinese that you will grow slowly.
我们现代人不喜欢这件事，我们喜欢即刻飙青。
We don't like, modern man doesn't like to grow slowly. We want to grow fast. We want it now.
是吧？但我告诉你，在主的里面，属灵生命是漫长的，日日看圣经，日日经历神，天天亲近主，慢慢将一个石头搬走，将多些奶放进去，将一个石头搬走，将多些奶放进去。
The Christian life is a slow process, one step at a time, one baby step at a time. As we do daily devotions, as we study the Word daily, and we start to grow, and then we take one of those little stones out of our heart, put some more milk in there, take another stone out of the heart, put some more milk in there.
渐渐长大，渐渐一步一步来。
And it's, you start growing slowly, one step at a time.
我们看到这小 BB,你好希望啱啱出世一手抱到佢，希望下个星期呢你入厨房帮佢煮饭得唔得？
If we have this little baby in our hand, you know, I can hold him in one hand, and then I say, I hope that next week you will go into the kitchen and cook me food.
冇可能嘛，佢要慢慢十几岁之后先去做嗰样嘢。
It's not possible. It's going to take him 10, 15, 20 years before he can go in the kitchen and cook me food.
但今日听到个妹妹啊，心心话六岁已经系识入厨房煮蛋啦，真系犀利。
But there's a young girl who's 7 years old, and she said she could cook eggs at six. But
一般我哋要慢慢嚟，慢慢嚟，系咪
？But we need to grow slowly.
我哋属灵生命都要慢慢长大
，and as our spiritual life, we need to grow slowly.
唔好急 ，don't rush it。可能你觉得你天天睇圣经冇乜得着
，maybe you study the word every day and you say I'm not getting anything out of this。
继续睇，继续研究 ，continue to read, continue to study。你会发现到过咗一个月，过咗半年，过咗一年，过咗两年。过了十年，你又长大了。
As you continue and you do it consistently after 1 month, after 6 months, after a year, after 10 years, you'll see that you have grown in Christ.
我们生命需要均衡的。
We need to be balanced in our Christian life.
我们需要等候神做工作。
所以单单翻崇拜不足够。 单单阅读圣经不足够，是要研究圣经。
So we need a balanced Christian diet. Just coming to worship service is not going to cut it. Just studying, reading the Bible every day is still not enough. We need to start studying the Word of God.
那有些零食呢，我们都需要敬拜。我们是需要敬拜，我们需要赞美。
In our Christian life, we need worship. We need to praise God.
我们的属灵生命，我们需要侍奉。
In our spiritual life, we need to serve. We need to reach out.
我们属灵生命呢，我们需要经历圣灵，同埋有圣灵嘅恩赐。
In our spiritual life, we need to experience the Holy Spirit, and we need spiritual gifts.
但系我哋需要均衡。有啲人好中意咧，就好热心嘅喺个聚会嘅时候敬拜就跳，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，感谢主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣，哈利路亚，我呢个主，哈利路亚，阿门。
Some people just really love this excitement of Jesus Christ, you know, jumping up and down, praising God, elder, and just, hey, what do you got to say to? Hey, tell me, Jesus.
So, 如果你天天你的属灵经历就是这样，是好像天天吃甜品。
If your spiritual life every day is like that, it's like eating candy every day.
你会发现到过了一段时间，虚空的。You'll
find that after, I'm out of breath. You'll find that after a time, you're empty inside.
因为单单有这个兴奋的属灵经历，是不够均衡。你需要神的话语托底。You
know, having this spiritual excitement is very good, but it's empty. You need to have the Word of God balancing you and carrying you through in your spiritual life.
Oh, 感谢主，我想我们看哥林多前书第三章第一节至到第二节。
I want you to look, we're almost done. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And 3. No, just 1 and 2.
哥林多教会的人是很有属灵经历。
The Corinthians, the church in Corinth had a great spiritual power.
他们经历到很多属灵恩赐。
And they had spiritual gifts.
他们有很多属灵的体验。
And they had lots of spiritual experiences.
但你看保罗怎样跟他讲，是第三章第一节、第二节。
But look what Paul said to them in chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里成为婴孩。And
I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, as to babes in Christ.
我是用礼为你们。
没有用饭为你们，那是你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。I fed you with milk, not with a solid food, for until now you were never able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
即保罗解释俾佢听，佢系属灵BB。
Paul is saying to these Corinthians that they're still spiritual babes.
佢系唔可以用圣经嘅
He could not teach them with deeper teachings of the Word of God.
There are lots of spiritual experience and a lot of spiritual gifts.
But they had lots of strife and problems among them. They had lots of difficulties.
一个问题，一个问题，一个问题，解答，帮佢解答。
And the whole book of 1 Corinthians is Paul trying to solve their problems and help them one problem after another after another after another.
為什麼他是這樣? 他有屬靈恩賜, 有屬靈經歷, 但是他沒有花時間看神的話語。
It's because they had spiritual gifts, they had spiritual experience, but they didn't spend time studying and reading the Word of God.
所以保羅叫他做屬肉體的。
So Paul called them carnal.
聖經說有三種人。
The Bible says there are only three types of people. 第一是屬血氣的。 The first is natural, the natural man.
屬血氣就是未信耶穌。
And the natural man is somebody who's not born again.
第二是屬靈的。
And the second type of person is the spiritual man.
屬靈的人就是重新得救。
And the spiritual man has been born again. He has a relationship with Christ.
但保羅這裡說有第三種, 就是屬肉體的。
But Paul's saying that here there's a third type. It's a carnal person.
那個屬肉體就是有神的生命, 但是他是沒有成長, 他還好像一個屬血氣的人一樣的。
And this is a spiritual person. He's been born again, but he hasn't grown in Christ, and so he's living as though he was a natural person without God.
是一個矛盾, 是一個不正常,
and that is a conflict. That is an unnatural type of a thing to be.
是好像一個營養不良的BB,
and it's like a malnourished baby.
就幾日人家在Facebook擺一個BB在這裡, 就是營養不良的, 說為這個BB祈禱。
And a few days ago, somebody put on Facebook a picture of a malnourished baby, and is asking people to pray for this baby that's like just bone and skin. So terrible.
我覺得教會裡面很多營養不良, 營養不良的屬靈的基督徒,
I think the church, there's a lot of malnourished Christians walking around.
我們需要神的話語,均衡的食物。
We need the Word of God. We need a balanced diet.
大衛是怎麼說? 你看詩篇119篇, 我看三節經文跟著我們語言。
Look at in Psalms 119 what David says, and we're going to look at three verses that he wrote in Psalms 119.
你看這三節經文, 詩篇119篇, 大衛怎樣說?
第九節, in verse 9, 少年人用什麼潔淨他的行為呢? 是要遵行你的話, How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word.
我們怎樣去潔淨, 怎樣去抗拒試探, 怎樣去得到寬恕,
就要順服聖靈, 順服神的話語。 So how can we cleanse our heart? How can we overcome sin? How can we resist the temptation? How can we get forgiveness when we fall into temptation? By submitting to the word.
如果你是遵守 神的話呢, 遵行神的話,
and here it says that by taking heed according to God's word, that means that you have to know God's word before you can listen and obey it, right?
所以大衛就是假設你是已經認識神的話,跟著你要遵守。
And so David is assuming that you know the word and then you're going to obey it.
即使說你要看聖經,
that means that you need to read the Bible.
第二節就是第十節,
Then the second verse we want to look at is verse 10.
我一心尋求你, 求你不要叫我偏離你的命令。
With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
你有沒有一心一意去尋求神呢?
Are you seeking God with your whole heart? Are you
你是不是用你的全心就是渴慕要認識神, 是有這個渴慕,有這個切慕,有這個愛慕?
Are you seeking God, desiring God is number one in your life? Are you panting after Him? Are you hungering, thirsting for Him? 有啲基督徒咧信咗主好耐嘅，跟住佢唔再翻教会，去揾佢问佢点解你唔再翻教会？哦，边个边个又唔打俾我啦，又唔好带我嚟嘅，我惯咗咧，佢哋嚟车我，佢唔车我唔嚟咯。
Some people come to church, you know, for a number of years, and then all of a sudden they stop coming. And you go and visit them, and you say, "Why don't you come to church anymore?" They say, "Oh, well, so and so stopped calling me and didn't visit me anymore. And they used to pick me up and drive me, but they're not bringing me anymore, so I don't come."
呢个咪一个渴慕、切慕神嘅心。Is that a heart that's seeking after God?
哦，冇人教会啲弟兄姊妹唔关心我，所以我唔翻崇拜咯。
All the people in the church, they don't care about me, so I'm not coming to church anymore.
你嚟教会系为咗要别人关心你，定你系要因为你敬拜神？
Are you coming to church because you want people to be concerned about you, or are you coming because you want to worship God?
大卫系一心追求。
David's heart was to seek wholeheartedly after God.
我哋需要有嗰种嘅心，渴慕神喺我生命里边。
We need to have that desire to pant after God.
你睇十一节 ，and look at verse 11. 我将你的话藏喺心里，免得我得罪你。
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
将神嘅话藏喺心里边。Hide God's word in your heart. 嗱，呢个就系尽心一步。That's going a step further. 我唔系单单阅读，我唔系单单翻崇拜。I'm not just reading the word. I'm not just attending church.
我系将神嘅话藏喺心里边。
I put his word in my heart.
怎样将神的话藏在心里边？
How do you put God's word in your heart?
要背圣经。 You need to memorize scripture.
要睇完灵修之后呢，就是那日全日思考思想你所睇的东西。
And after your morning devotions, then you have to throughout the day think about what you read.
几多人灵修五分钟就睇完圣经，冚埋书跟住走，第日完全唔记得我睇过啲咩，我灵修啲咩都唔记得啊！谂下先啊，
唔知啊。
How many of you have this experience? You do your morning devotions, you've done 5 minutes in your devotion, read the Bible, close the Bible, and go on your way. And what did you read today?
I don't know. I don't remember. Wow, have no idea.
点解唔记得啊？肯定啊，第一冇写笔记啊。
Why don't you remember it? First, you never took any notes.
第二呢，冚埋本书之后冇反复思想，冇为啲所睇嘅嘢祈祷。
Maybe second, you didn't start thinking and meditating about what you read, and maybe you didn't pray about how to apply it to your life.
跟住呢，系唔会话全日即系晏昼或者得闲嘅时候要谂翻啊，我今日灵修个经文。咩意思？神点样点样点样
？And then the other thing is, throughout the day, when you had different times and opportunities, you didn't go back and think about what your morning devotions taught you that day, and so you weren't dwelling on it and thinking about it.
如果咁样，你嘅灵修对你嘅影响好肤浅。
And if that's the way you have your morning devotions, it's not going to have a big impact in your life.
我哋要好似牛仔，你知唔知牛仔系点样？
We need to be like cattle. Do you know what cattle do?
牛仔呢就食草嘅时候，佢吞落个胃度。
When the cow eats grass, he swallows it and puts it into his stomach.
牛有几多个胃？
How many stomachs does a cow have?
2.
So 佢吞咗落个胃，跟住呢过咗一阵间呢，佢甩翻出嚟，
好核突啊！甩翻出嚟喺个口度。
And so after he swallows it and he puts it in his stomach, then he spits it up. He spits it out and he starts chewing on it. They call it chewing the cud.
Chewing the cud. 即係因為第一次食呢，就嗰啲營養唔夠，就食多次呢，就嗒下嗒下。你有冇靈修之後跟住嗒下嗒下你所睇嘅聖經？ After you do your morning devotions, you start chewing the cud, getting all the juices out of it.
好似食香口膠咧，食啲香口膠食到完全硬到刮刮咧，冇曬味，先至攞佢出嚟啊！
It's like chewing gum, you know, you chew the gum so long that, you know, there's no juice or flavor left at all, and it's as hard as a rock before you spit it out.
Mm.
The Word of God. Get everything out of it you can that day.
你盡量的就是所看、所思想、所藏在心裏面，背熟聖經、思想聖經，跟住呢就係實踐聖經。
And so you memorize it, you think about it, you meditate on it, and then you apply it, you start living it.
我們需要這樣，我們需要為我們所看的聖經祈禱，求神改變我。我以前是一個很靈恩的教會侍奉。
I used to minister in a very charismatic church.
好多時佢會講聖經係唔合神心意，我哋有屬靈經歷，我哋要經歷聖靈就夠啦。
And they used to always teach, you know, say, well, we don't need to teach the Word of God, we don't need to study the Word of God, we got the Holy Spirit working among us and that's enough.
跟住我睇提摩太后书第二章十五节。
I was reading 2 Timothy chapter 2:15. 你当竭力在神面前 得蒙喜悅，作无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道，
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
我有属灵的经历，有属灵的恩赐，但我需要认识明白圣经。
I've got spiritual gifts, I've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit, but I need to know the word of God. I need to know it properly.
如果我们不识圣经，我们是一个无愧的工人。
And if we don't understand the Word of God, we're just a worker who is ashamed.
不是无愧，我们是有愧的工人。刚才就是有愧的工人。如果你不认识圣经，
if you don't understand the Word of God, you should be ashamed.
神是写这本书给我们，是想我们是阅读了解。
God gave us His Word so that we can study it, so we can know it.
神是想我们是爱慕祂。
God wants us to love this word.
神要我们天天去学圣经，吸收圣经。
And God wants us to study and meditate on the word daily.
因为神要你长大。
Because God wants you to grow in Christ.
我一起祈祷。 主耶稣，我们多谢你，这个圣经是你赐给我们的。 要我们认识你的真理，要我们学习你的爱，要透过圣经，你每一日教导我们，鼓励我们，让我们生命可以成长。主，我求你帮助我们教会弟兄姊妹，可以真的下定决心，面对各方面的艰难，就是天天看圣经，天天灵修，天天舍不计。
天天是从你的话语当中是得到力量去成长，天天做你一个无愧的工人。我们求主帮助我们，求主是施恩给我们。我们多谢主听我们祷告，我们心灵求。